Well, hello guys, this is your host who's back and sharing his thoughts on a movie that he watched on Disney Hotstar Plus. And if you are someone who loves animation movie, then this movie deserves to be watched by you, and it is a family one, so you can watch it with your family also. So movie name is Elemental, and it is being produced by Disney Animation Studios and Pixar Animation Studios. So what is the plot line of this movie? So there happens to be a water and fire elements coming together and falling in love. That's what is happening in this movie. So plot line goes like this: there is a fire elements family, joint family, like there is a daughter, there is a father, and this mother. So they are living in a city called Element City, and there happens to be the odd one out, like there are no other fire elements in the city. There are other elements, air, water, and grass also. Other than that, what is happening? So this fire family is trying to adjust and make sure they have their presence felt in the city by cornering the certain part of the area where all the fire elements are staying in. So they are trying to make an impact of their life, and they are sharing all the emotions they have with other fire elements. But one day there happens to be a leakage in the basement of fire element's house. Like Amber has made the leakage happen somehow because of her anger issues, and suddenly one of the water elements who was doing the inspection of all the water lines, like Wade, he's a water inspector, he was just inspecting all the pipes that are flowing through the city. But accidentally, due to the leakage, he popped out in front of Amber, and he shared that this happens to be a bad piping line and you should have reported to the city hall, but you didn't, and I'm just banning out your store. So what is happening next? Amber is trying to persuade Wade and stop him from sending the complaint to the city hall, and because if he sends out this notice to the city hall of banning the store, then her father is going to be the saddest person around the family. So next thing we see, Amber and Wade tried to get in touch with one of the lead member of the city hall, and they promises that they can find something that is causing all of the water leakage in the city. So there happens to be a hole in the dam, and some kind of thing is happening. So Wade is trying to stop the leakage from there with the help of sandbags, but it is not helping because the force of water in the dam is too high, so it is not going to happen. But Amber, on the other hand, is a fire element, so she uses her power to melt out all the sand and bring, what you can say, cover up the hole with the seal kind of thing with her fire and water together. Next thing we see, they are having a good time together, and Wade is falling in love and love and love with Amber, and Amber is trying to stay out of it, but she suddenly starts having the feeling for Wade. And her mother, Amber's mother, starts to feel there is something odd about her daughter, and she thinks she is totally in love with some guy, but she doesn't know about it. So next thing we see, Amber is getting the honor to take the hold of the store that was being accounted by her father. Like her father was managing the store of fire elements, but he's giving out his ownership to her his daughter Amber. But in this sense, Amber's dad doesn't like water element because water and fire doesn't match that much. Water can kill fire, or fire can burn out the water, boil out the water, sorry, not burn. Next thing we see, Amber is being called out by Wade, and he expresses his love to her in front of her family. And next thing we see, he is somehow mistakenly let go of the leakage thing that happened and how he was about to ban out the store. And that's when it happens. Amber just makes sure to hold the hands of her family like her father and mother and let go of Wade and starts moving out. And she doesn't want to see Wade, but Wade is too emotionally attached to her and doesn't want Amber to go out of his life. So he somehow manages to get her around and helps her out during the water leakage that happens by the end of the movie. Like, there happens to be a dam bursting out scene and which is about to kill all the fire elements in the city. So Wade makes sure to help Amber and her family out somehow, and he dies by trying, because he is water element and is trying to help fire element from getting evaporated by getting killed out or getting smoked out. Next thing we see, Wade is sacrificing his life to save Amber from getting killed. And emotionally or romantically, we see Wade happens to be a crybaby. Like, he is too emotional about every single situation in his life. Like, he bursts out all the tears that he have in him. So while going out of the store, Amber hears out Wade is trying to cry and he's evaporated because of the fire of Amber, but water evaporated and he got attached to the ceiling. And Amber knows that he's too emotional about every single situation, so she keeps on giving him the reason to cry out so that he can cry all the water out of him and she can create him back to life. Next thing we see, Amber's father is agreeing about the love Wade has for Amber, and they are a couple by the end. And Wade and Amber is going out to learn glass making classes. Like, Amber is trying to pursue her career in glass making. Like, she can create smoothly too delicate and too attractive glasses out of something, because she is a fire and she can melt out the things and she can create magical items, like beautiful items, not magical items. And Wade is trying to stop his tears out because it's too emotional and he's leaving his family back, and he will be traveling the whole world with Amber. And by end we see Amber happens to be doing the like family thing. Like, there happens to be a respectful moment that happens in fire element family. Like, you have to bow down to the person who has created an impact in your life. So when Amber does that, if the other person on the other hand doesn't does that, then she doesn't have the respect of that person. So she does that in front of her father, and her father bows down too, and this creates a emotional attachment for them again. Like, there was a breakage in the emotional attachment they had, like father and daughter had, but by the end we can see their bond got stronger by the end, and they are happy all together. That's it for the movie line, guys. And other than that, so I can say the review on the movie's storyline is totally well written. Like, there happens to be two elements who can't be together, but they end up making all the possible things together. Like, they can fall in love, they can create, or they can ignore all the flaws the other person has. Like, fire can evaporate water and water can kill fire. So they are giving out all the possible reason they can be together. Like, they have romantic ideas and they are falling in love, and they have purest form of love for each other. And her and the story reflects that every single person has flaws. So we are the ones who are supposed to be having a reflection of ourselves in that person that we love. Like, we want that person to accept all the flaws that we have, even when we are having some like mental issues, emotional issues, something like that in our life. If the person on the other hand is accepting us with that all of things in our body or our life, then that person is going to be the best thing happening to you in your life. So that's the storyline, and that's well written, and the VFX and the animation about elements going out and in all together is perfectly done, guys. So if you are someone who is looking forward to watching a animation movie but doesn't have an idea, then make sure you watch this Elemental movie on Disney Hotstar Plus right now, and have a great day, and thanks for listening, guys. Bye.